This is the Drew Mariani Show. Where else can you pray with thousands of other listeners every day? Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, where we're here for you on Relevant Radio.
All right, well, let's pray. Thank you for joining me. It's good to be here in about 30 minutes. Just a quick programming note. Father Rocky will lead us in a consecration to St. Joseph in this great year dedicated to St. Joseph. Tomorrow is the great feast of St. Joseph the Worker. And I love this. He's got two feast days, doesn't he? He's got the March 19th, the Solemnity of St. Joseph. And, of course, tomorrow, St. Joseph the Worker. I call upon him on that title a lot. And, in fact, I remember turning to him for an economic need that I had. And I didn't go to him under his, you know, the St. Joseph, you know, the Solemnity, if you will, the, you know, him with the child Jesus or the lily. I was drawn to him as the worker with the T-square. You see those statues out a lot, right? And St. Joseph gave me work. He did. He gave me lots of it, too. So it wasn't like I got some giant blessing. He gave me small blessings that really helped. And you might see that in your own life. If you're praying for finances today, call upon him on the eve of his great feast and join us for the consecration. And, of course, tomorrow, remember to honor him in a special way. Hey, I'm joined today by Rosemary. She's joining us from Spicewood, Texas. Sounds interesting. Spicewood, Texas. And she'll be walking the Walk to Mary tomorrow. It's good to have you here. Thanks for stopping up.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here. It's beautiful and very inspiring to be Relevant Radio.
Just heard you tell Maggie, who is in the studio here. She prayed the chaplet earlier in the week. She was with Ace Ramsey's group, that you've never been north of Illinois or Chicago.
Right.
Wow. So it's good. So you're in the frozen tundra.
I am.
Did you bring your parka?
I did, but I certainly wouldn't have been here in January.
No, January is very different than it is. In fact, I understand they have beautiful weather for the walk tomorrow. So, how did you discover Relevant Radio?
I was introduced to Relevant Radio by Father Jim Evans down in the Austin area. He had a show on your local station there, and he was actually sort of a temporary priest at our little chapel near Spicewood. We are not a parish. There's 50 miles between two parishes.
Wow.
And so some folks got together and built this chapel. And that's where I first met him. Wow. And he introduced me to Relevant Radio probably 15 years ago.
Wow. You've been listening a long time.
A long time.
That's great. Well, thank you for doing that. What's the chapel dedicated to?
It's Queen of Angels Chapel.
That's my feast. My very first radio broadcast here on Relevant Radio, I believe it was August 2nd or August 4th. I can never remember. It's been 16 years. I'm pretty sure it was August 2nd in 2004. I think August 2nd. Patrick, would you look that up for me? I think it's the Feast of Our Lady Queen of the Angels. I think it's August 2nd. So I always remember. There's a couple feasts on that day, Patrick. It might be St. Eusebius as well and some others. But you'll find, I think, Our Lady Queen of Angels. What a great title. That's awesome. It's great to have you here. And Juan Landa, he says he wants us to remember Chris Dunbar on the air. Juan, we'll pray for him. That intention. Just got a text from him.
Oh.
And yeah, I know you know him too.
I do know Juan. I went on his Camino de Santiago back in 17.
That's wonderful. Well, let's pray, okay? Do you have anything you want to lift up or pray for?
Yes, I do. I want to pray for the health of soul, mind, and body of all my family and friends.
All right, we'll definitely lift that up for sure. And we can all re-echo that. Thank you, Patrick. You just sent me a message. Feast of Our Lady Queen of Angels is celebrated on August 2nd each year, according to the Franciscan Missal. Well, thank you. I just remembered I looked up the day. It's my first day here at the network. This was it. So, Queen of Angels, remember me at that little chapel when you make a visit to her. All right, we'll take your calls, too. If you want to join us, you know the number. It's 888-914-9149. Let me just share a quick petition that has come in today, too, for me. I was just going through them a moment ago. This person says, hey, Drew, I have been joining you for the chaplet for a couple years. I need to ask you for a desperate prayer for my finances. I'm in need for a major business deal to finally conclude, as it will take care of all my needs and then some, and I plan on using some of the money of the excess to help many in need as a thank you for the Lord's generosity. But I need to pay off roughly $1 million of debt, and I'm overdue on making the payments. So could you please keep me in your prayers that this deal may close out successfully and very soon? All right. We will do that. I'll keep you anonymously here. And that's a big number. But you know what? I always believe in holding out a big cup. You know, God can bless us with 100, 100,000, or a million. He can give us whatever we need. And, you know, I know sometimes the Lord really does test our faith. And I think finances are one of those great tests. I mean, sometimes the numbers just don't add up. And you think, there's no way I can get out. Well, there's only one way, and that's the Lord. Lord can find a way for you. And the same goes for your health and all the other problems that face you today. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And I do want to pray for Matt Dunbar and his beautiful wife, Christine. He's a friend of mine, and just want to pray. Cancer supposedly is now back for his wife with a vengeance, and he's just begging for prayers and for his wife. And I just, you know, I put myself in the shoes of other people sometimes. I think my wife and I often say we're blessed because we have health. You know, we have friends and other people who suffer in different ways. And, you know, we trade everything for good health. And God has really blessed me and Kathy with that. And when I hear stories about a man like this who deeply loves his wife, finding out that cancer's now back with a vengeance is the word he used. It tears at me. So let's ask God for his mercy. Let's ask God for many years of marital bliss. Let's ask God for healing for those who need it. Let's ask God for you right now. Maria in Los Angeles, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm asking for healing from Alicia from recurring cancer. For Dorothy, healing from sciatica and deterioration of the spine base and is pain-free. For James, from rhabdomyolysis. For Anne, a deeper prayer life. For Martha, healing from small vessel disease and a stroke. For another Martha, wow, healing from small vein disease and blockages, and from sorrow for the loss of her son, my husband. Also for myself, that I will have healing and resolution from the ulcer and pain on my leg, and also that the Lord frees me and I give up all fears, unforgiveness, anger, and that I have a desire to be and live in the divine will.
All right.
And also for my son Michael, for moral and spiritual conversion, for Nahani and her mother, healing and protection, for Margarita, healing and protection.
All right.
And also for all those whom I pray for every day.
All right. Well, Maria, I know God knows every one of your intentions, and I know there are many, and just want to ask the Lord to really respond in a powerful way today to those requests, especially for those with cancer today, those with chronic pain, those with sciatica. Pray for the Pope. He suffers from sciatica. Mm-hmm. I know a woman named Kay who also suffers from that, and that can be very debilitating. And for all these intentions that Maria put forth, Lord, we pray for conversion. We pray for your mercy. You know the crosses that we have, and each of us have different crosses, and we just submit them to you. We unite ourselves to your merciful heart as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
in a
Have mercy on us
and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Araceli is listening in Queens, New York. Hi, Araceli.
Hi, Drew. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I am going to hold out a huge cup and asking God to please hear my prayers, praying for my best friend who was just diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Pray for her healing and that through this conversion comes to her and her family in the name of Jesus. I also pray for all those who suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's, especially my mom, for the addicted, especially my family. Seems like we're cursed. I'm praying for that, that God breaks the addiction in my family, for the holy souls in purgatory. And for me, lastly, I want to ask God, to please heal me. I do not accept the results that I received from my bone density test. I know God is bigger than all this, and I'm praying for healing in the name of Jesus and for all those that didn't get through and they were on hold. I pray for their intentions in the name of Jesus.
All right, so hang in there, okay? We're going to pray for you right now. We're going to pray for that friend with stage 4 breast cancer. And it seems that cancer is the theme today. This is the third decade that we've had this intention coming up, or at least the second one that has come up, I hear over and over again. And, you know, I love your faith. And look, we have to submit ourselves to God's will always. Sometimes the Lord may purify us and ask us to suffer. Sometimes we are asked to endure. But at the same time, you know, this is the difficulty in the spiritual life. How do you operate with complete faith and trust and at the same time submit yourself completely to God's will? That's the great mystery, the great challenge is discerning what God's will is. Will God answer seemingly impossible prayers? Absolutely. He's sovereign, right? I believe that. I know you believe that. You only need to pray and believe, for the impossible is possible with God. I think of Mark 11 where he says, I tell you, you know, if you pray with faith, you can tell this mountain, throw yourself into the sea. Right? He tells us, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, he tells us to trust and to be confident in him. He says, truly, I say to you, if you have faith, you know, relying on me and my trust, you know, anything is possible. So let's pray right now to the Lord. What we'll ask today is in particular for discernment. I think it's so important in our relationships, in our finances, in our health. But let's also pray for miracles. Lord, I never limit you. You know that. And I do pray for miracles to abound during this chapter, right? For the vanquishing of cancer in its cells, the shrinking of those tumors, the healing of the blood, all those various areas. I pray for those intentions. I do pray for grace to come to souls who you are asking to carry a cross a little bit longer, that they may feel your presence. You know, St. Faustina understood the value of suffering, and she willingly embraced it. You know, she would take on all the sufferings of all the martyrs, she said, if it meant moving just one degree closer to God. And because she had these Trinitarian experiences, she glimpsed heaven. She knew what awaited us. So I just say to you, pray with faith, submit yourself to God's will, be willing to endure your suffering because it is meritorious. There's an efficacy and a power to it. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Laura is listening in Riverside, California. Hi, Laura. Thanks for praying with us.
Hi, Drew. My granddaughter, she's 9 years old. She's going through her second bout with cancer. She had a very serious surgery Monday, and her recovery, she's struggling. She sent a text asking for strength and health and healing. Mm. She is still in the hospital at this time, and she needs many of prayers.
Let's pray for her, Laura. Thank you. I want to pray for you, too. I'm really sorry for what your family is going through. It was her granddaughter, I believe she said, and I just... Lord, I pray today, I believe cancer is going to be healed in a lot of people. I think test results are going to come back to the surprise of many. And Lord, I just pray for this little granddaughter. It's so hard to see children suffer, especially with cancer. It seems so unfair. And I know life is a struggle. I do. I know it is a great mystery, suffering, Lord. And I take the sufferings of all who are now crying out to you, who want to be freed from this heavy burden, who want their loved ones to be healed or to have the problems of their life mitigated, Lord. And I just put that in your merciful heart. And I just ask that you allow graces to flow and your presence to be felt and miracles to abound. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Peter, listening in Santa Monica, California. Hi, Peter. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Drew. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
There's two things, requests that I have. One is I'm trying to get eye vision improvement, better vision, eye vision. And the second call, the second part would be, I also ask the prayer, go forth to God and the heavenly host, to bring freedom to America and freedom stay here forever, according to his holy will.
All right. Well, let's pray for you, Peter. I love it. You're not alone. There's a man named, I believe it's Paul, I think in Milwaukee, who calls just about every day here. And I know, Paul, you don't always get through, but he's praying for his vision. He's been very persistent on it. So I pray for anyone who right now is suffering from glaucoma, from macular degeneration, having problems with their retinas or corneas, whatever the issue of the eye may be. And I just ask for the healing of the eye. We call upon you, St. Lucy, for your intercession, and we pray for improvement for Peter. Lord, I give to you all the intentions he voiced. And again, I bring to you your children with all the personal needs they have, the addictions, the struggles they have in their relationships, their finances, their health, their children, their faith. And I just pray for them as we turn to you again, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. And on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll take, Jake, I can probably take two calls here, right? I can take a couple calls. Let me go to Sakura, listening in Milwaukee first. Hi, Sakura.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I want to pray in Thanksgiving for all the blessings that God gives us, and I also want to pray for tomorrow's walk for all the people that are going for a safe trip, and that everybody that goes are open to the graces that God wants to give them and to for the prayers for the people that are praying for.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Are you going to the walk to Mary, Sakura? I know you're in Milwaukee. You're not that far away.
Yes.
Good. Well, maybe I'll see you there, okay?
Yes, hopefully.
All right. Well, if you see me, stop by, say hello. Let's pray right now for that. And I love this walk for Mary is quite beautiful. It's a journey from the National Shrine of St. Joseph to the only church-approved shrine to Our Lady, only church-approved apparition, I should say, to Our Lady in the country, which is Our Lady of Good Help. It's 21 miles. I'm not going to be doing all 21. I'm only doing a little bit of it, but I'll see everyone there for Mass. But let's pray for the graces that come on pilgrimage, when we make sacrifices, when we enter in prayer, especially as community as we're doing now. And I just ask the Lord to hear your heart and your prayers and really, really bless you. Rose in Black Earth, Wisconsin. Hi, Rose. Good afternoon.
Hello, Drew, and thank you for this ministry. I have a couple people I wanted to pray for, but I also wanted to thank you for Relevant Radio. It has helped us so much through the election and now through the pandemic, and we're praying for your next pledge drive.
Amen.
And my two people are our brother-in-law, Jeff Parrish. And he's been battling cancer for 10 years.
Wow.
And now he has septus, where his heart is pumping too low and his kidneys are not functioning well. And also for our neighbor lady, Donna Schultz, who's dying right now. And I pray for a peaceful journey for her.
Well, let's pray right now. That's beautiful. Thank you, Rose, for your prayers. We'll pray for your brother-in-law. 10 years is a long battle. Pray for anyone with sepsis.
Yes, it is.
Of course, we want to pray. We all make the same journey. We will one day cross from this life into eternity, to our true life. We don't really die. We live forever. That's the reality of it all. Those who've had near-death experiences say it's almost like changing the frequency on a dial from one station to another. You just enter a whole new reality, and death is nothing to be feared. So I just ask right now in a special way for those approaching the threshold of death, and I ask, Lord, that you be our merciful Savior in our final hour. Jake, you say I can take one more? All right, who's up? Zach, listening in Davis, California. Hi, Zach. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. I would like to pray for Marcia, a close friend of mine who's been contemplating suicide and has depression. And I also want to pray in thanksgiving to God because she's been going through this for a while, and he's been keeping her alive and slowly drawing her back to the faith and out of that depression.
All right. Well, let's Zach, I want to pray for you too, and especially for this friend. You're not alone. I can't tell you how many people I know suffer from anxiety, depression, and in particular, either self-mutilation or suicidal ideations. And I really want to add, Lord, that you to heal the psyche, the heart of those individuals right now that are really, they're so impeded by that. And I ask you, hold back the hand of anyone contemplating suicide. I ask you to bring healing to them, healing to the family of those who have lost loved ones by suicide. I want to pray for that mother contemplating abortion. And I was just struck, Zach, by your intention. And I turn to St. Faustina. St. Faustina, diary entry, I think it's 281. She said this. She said, I feel certain my mission will continue. It will not come to an end upon my death on earth, but it will only begin. She says, oh, doubting souls, I will draw aside the veils of heaven to convince you of God's goodness, so that you'll no longer continue to wound the sweetest heart of Jesus with your distrust. She's interceding for all of us right now, whether it's our health or our finance, whether it's that person approaching death or considering taking their own life. And I know that she has promised to continue to be our advocate on the other side. So I lift her up. I lift up all who are on hold with me now, all who wrote to me, all these intentions. And St. Faustina, intercede for us before the divine throne of God, and intercede for us each in a special way. I want to pray for Steve Grossklaus, who just texted me. He's one of my colleagues here, and his mother prays every day, the chaplain. So I want to pray for them, too. And Steve is one of the great associates here at Relevant Radio who's made the book on Divine Mercy possible. He's done so much for that. And Steve, prayers are coming out to you. I know he's going to walk all 21 miles in the walk to Mary. So he's a bigger man than me. But Lord, I thank you right now, too, for your graces, for your mercy, and for this prayer and for our spiritual family. And we turn to you as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole
world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Lucy,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hey, stay with me because our prayer continues. In fact, I believe special graces are going to flow. Relevant Radio, every year, does an annual renewal of their consecration to St. Joseph the Worker. Tomorrow is his great feast day. Father Rocky is standing by. He's in our chapel right now. And I'm going to hand the mic over to him in just a second. And he'll lead us on this beautiful consecration and this spiritual journey. So stay with us. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back with more right after this. Thank you for joining us. It's great to be here with you today. Now, I hope you will just take a few moments and be prepared for what's going to be an extraordinarily grace-filled opportunity. Father Rocky, our chief executive officer here, and who I know you're familiar with, who leads the rosary and prays the Mass daily, is in the chapel of the Nativity, and he's going to lead all of us in a very important consecration to St. Joseph. Let's go to him now.
Thank you, Drew. And it was just 1 year ago we were gathered in this chapel on May 1st, 2020, in the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin, to consecrate Relevant Radio to St. Joseph. Because we had already consecrated years before Relevant Radio to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we wanted to complete that consecration of the Holy Family to St. Joseph, mostly out of gratitude and justice for all he's done for us all these years. And it's our desire to renew this consecration every year to St. Joseph on or near May 1st. Since tomorrow's the Walk to Mary, and most of us are going to be out walking that day on a pilgrimage tour later, we wanted to renew the consecration to St. Joseph right now. So if you're listening, we're broadcasting this right now on 187 stations across the country, AM and FM stations, literally coast to coast from Maui to Maine, reaching about 240 million people. This is a live broadcast right now, 3:30 p.m. Central Time. And we're also streaming this live on our digital properties, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, our Facebook page, and our YouTube channels. We are in the Chapel of the Blessed Sacrament here in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. And we begin our consecration by kneeling in adoration of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist and singing the opening song. O saving victim, opening wide the gate of heaven to all below, our foes press on from every side. Thine aid supply, thy strength bestow. To thy great name be endless praise. Immortal Godhead, one in three. O grant us endless length of days in our true native land with thee. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. And now I invite you to stand as we listen to a gospel relating to Saint Joseph. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. When they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there, and because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled, "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated for a few moments. What an amazing passage from the Gospel about the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and about that maniac, and that's being charitable, Herod, who did something awful, awful, awful. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under. Thank God Saint Joseph was a clever, resourceful, and obedient man. His job, and knew it well, was to care for the child and his mother. He took the child and his mother. He went to Egypt. He took the child and his mother, and they went back to the Holy Land. He took the child and his mother, and they went to Nazareth. And so just this past year, on December 8th, our Holy Father Pope Francis proclaimed a year of Saint Joseph in honor of the 150th anniversary of Pope Pius IX in 1870, naming St. Joseph the universal protector of the Church. And so here at Relevant Radio, we're honoring St. Joseph in a special way. Every Wednesday, we have Mass in his honor. We pray the litany to St. Joseph in his honor, especially for the persecuted Christians. We send out a book with devotion to St. Joseph to everybody who wanted one. It has a beautiful letter of the Holy Father about St. Joseph. And on the 19th day of each month, in honor of St. Joseph, we send you a 19-minute talk on St. Joseph. So here at Relevant Radio, as you probably know if you listen, we have been immensely grateful to St. Joseph for his powerful intercession for us and our growth over the years. I never had much devotion to St. Joseph until about 10 years ago when we were kind of between a rock and a hard place, and I read St. Teresa of Avila said, she lived in the 1500s, she said, I've never asked St. Joseph to do something he hasn't done for me. I said, well, that's quite remarkable. You know, and we pray to St. Anthony for lost things or for St. Jude for hopeless cases. But to St. Joseph, we found out that it's true. And so we wanted to honor him in that special way by consecrating Relevant Radio to St. Joseph. And that's what we're going to do right now. If you would like, you can stand up and together we will renew this consecration to St. Joseph. I'll read it out and then we'll have the litany to St. Joseph. Consecration to St. Joseph. Oh, great St. Joseph, the golden crown you wear is a small sign of our gratitude for the extraordinary blessings you have brought upon Relevant Radio ever since our first pilgrimage to the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal in February 2010. Today, we renew our consecration of Relevant Radio to you. All of our programs, all of our efforts, all of our benefactors, associates, affiliates, listeners, and board of directors, we consecrate to you. All of our thoughts, all of our dreams, our bodies, our souls, we consecrate to you. In return, dear St. Joseph, we beg that you protect us as you diligently protected the Blessed Mother and Jesus. Help us to be faithful to the Magisterium and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Help us remain united to the bishops. Help us to always be proudly under the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady. You are a model of Christian manliness and fatherhood, prayerful, chaste, sober, alert, skillful, humble, obedient, persevering, faithful, courageous, and generous. May all of the men at Relevant Radio be inspired by you and follow your example. You protected the Blessed Virgin Mary. May all of the women at Relevant Radio be inspired by Our Lady's example of humility, service, prayer, modesty, cheerfulness, charity, perseverance, and joy. You taught Jesus how to work. May you intercede so that all of us can use our energies and our talents to bring Christ to the world through the media. Keep us safe and beg God to give us the health and strength we need today to do what God wants us to do for him and for others. Litany to St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin.
Pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God.
Pray for us.
Faithful Guardian of Christ. Head of the Holy Family, Joseph, chaste and just,
pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave,
pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal,
pray for us.
Pattern of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workers,
pray for us.
Example to parents,
pray for us.
Guardian of virgins,
pray for us.
Pillar of family life,
pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled,
pray for us.
Hope of the sick,
pray for us.
Patron of the dying, terror of evil spirits,
pray for us.
Protector of Relevant Radio,
pray for us.
Protector of the Church,
pray for us.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world,
spare us,
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world,
graciously hear us, Lord.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world,
have mercy on us.
Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now what follows is the Novena prayer to St. Joseph. For those of you listening on the radio or watching at home. We have a copy of this Novena Prayer to St. Joseph on our Relevant Radio app. It's on the right side drop-down menu under Devotions. It is an extraordinarily powerful prayer if you say it every day for 9 days in a row. And you might think, well, that's really easy. Actually, it's not that easy. I don't know how many novenas I've started. I never got past like day three or four. But I remember doing the novena for the station we bought in New York City because we almost lost our shirt on that. I prayed that every day for 9 days in a row, and St. Joseph came through. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling you what I've witnessed. So think of your intention right now, and we'll pray it together. Oh, St. Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and desires. Oh, St. Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession and obtain for me, from your divine Son, all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having engaged here below your heavenly power, I may offer my thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. O St. Joseph, I never weary contemplating you and Jesus asleep in your arms. I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him in my name and kiss his fine head for me, and ask him to return the kiss when I draw my dying breath. St. Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for us. Amen. And now we'll finish the renewal of our consecration to St. Joseph through to the traditional devotion of the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. We will sing the Tantum Ergo, and then we'll have the divine praises. We'll have the blessing of the Blessed Sacrament, and we will propose the Blessed Sacrament. Now let us kneel. Tantum ergo sacramentum, veneremur cernui, et antiquum documentum, novo cerat ritui, praestet fide supplementum, sensuum defectui, genitori genitoque, lauset jubilatio, saldus honor virtus quoque, sit et benedictio, procedenti abutroque, comparsit laudatio. Amen. You have given them bread from heaven, alleluia. Having within it all sweetness, alleluia. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the Eucharist as a memorial of your suffering and death. May our worship of the sacrament of your body and blood help us to experience the salvation you won for us, and the peace of the kingdom where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now while the priest is blessing the people, the server will ring the bells. And now we continue with the traditional devotion of the divine praises. And these we pray in reparation for all of the blasphemies and sacrileges which have been committed against our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be his holy name.
Blessed be his holy name.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart.
Blessed be his most sacred heart.
Blessed be his most precious blood.
Blessed be his most precious blood.
Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar.
Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy.
Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious Assumption.
Blessed be her glorious Assumption.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin, and Mother.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin, and Mother.
Blessed be St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be God and his angels and in his saints.
Blessed be God and his angels and in his saints.
Amen. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Thank you for joining us for the renewal of the consecration of St. Joseph to Relevant Radio today. Thank you, Drew, for letting us kind of barge into your program today. And wherever you are, remember that tomorrow, May 1st, begins the month of May. Let's all try to do something special for a lady every day during that month. Maybe it's a vigil light, which you light at your chapel in your church. Maybe it's some flowers in front of an image of Our Lady. It could be joining us for the Family Rosary Across America each evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. So thank you very much, and God bless you. Back to Drew.
All right. That's my gratitude and thanks to Father Rocky for what, again, was, I believe, a very grace-filled and special consecration. And I would invite you to make a daily consecration to St. Joseph. Turn to him if you haven't. The Holy Father's dedicated this year to this powerful, powerful intercessor, this great figure in the church. He is, every day is part of my own spirituality. Not only do I turn to Our Lady and to our merciful Lord, but to St. Joseph. And I'll tell you, he'll take care of your temporal and your spiritual needs. You know, today's a special day, too. Today, I don't know if you know this, it is actually the anniversary of the Feast of St. Faustina. Not her feast day, I shouldn't say, but the day she was canonized. It was on this day in the year 2000 that St. Faustina was actually canonized. And she is a powerhouse saint, as you know, one that I love very much. At the canonization of St. Faustina, John Paul reflected on the message that our Lord gave to her. And he said that St. Faustina, she stood like a bridge between the 20th century, one of the most violent, one of the darkest, I think, histories in human history, darkest centuries in human history, I should say, and the third millennium. She was the first saint of the new millennium. And, of course, Faustina was a very humble nun. You may not know her story. Relevant Radio and I, we produced a book, and I'm grateful for the fact that they encouraged me to sit down and put together a book on Divine Mercy. I know several thousand have already been shipped, so you might be in the first batch. If you didn't get your book, please don't call, don't write. If you have signed up, you will get it, okay? You're going to get your book. And a number of people have already written to me. Thank you very much. I know the cover is beautiful. One woman wrote the book itself, I think, is going to really do a lot to introduce you into a deeper love of Divine Mercy. But I spent a chapter where I talk about St. Faustina. And throughout her life, the Lord communicated to her. Ever since she was a young girl, at the age of 7, she was having these mystical encounters. She was born in a very poor part of Poland, if you're not familiar with her story. She came from a poor but religious family. They were peasants. She was a third of 10 children. And from a very young age, she loved prayer. You know, she was very obedient. She had a sensitivity to the poor. And at the age of 7, she felt this stirring for religious life. And she made her first Holy Communion at the age of 9. And when she received the Eucharist, she had such a profound moment of awareness of the presence of God within her soul. It would be a portent of really things to come. And she would attend school only 3 years. Some say she may be the next doctor in the church. You know, she only had a third grade education, but her work is so profound. It ranks among some of the great works of mystical theology. St. Faustina, of course, having to take care of her family to contribute as well, she worked as a housekeeper in town for a family, and she tried to push down this vocation that she had. She had this desire to enter religious life and spend time in prayer and be with the Lord, but the family needed her to work to help support the family. And so she took on this job and never lost her devotion. One night, she had a vision of the Lord. She was at a dance, and music's playing, and all of a sudden, Faustina has this encounter. I go into greater detail. I won't go into it all right now for you in the book. But she sees our Lord. She sees our suffering Lord. He's bloody. He's beaten. He's scourged. And he says to her just a few words. He says to her, he says to her, Helen, that was her name. Her name was Helen Kowalska. He says, Helen, how long must I put up with you? And how long will you keep putting me off? And she says, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, he says, I want you to enter a convent. And he instructs her what she's to do. And that's exactly what she did. She left the party instantly. She went to the congregation of Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy. That's where the Lord brought her. And on August 1st, 1925, she took the name Sister Maria of the Most Blessed Sacrament. You see that connection there. And she lived in the congregation for the next 13 years and spent time in Krakow and Plock and Vilnius. And she worked very humble jobs. She was a gardener, a cook, a porter. And little did her sisters know, her fellow religious know, but she had this incredibly rich, mystical, interior life. And the resurrected Lord, Jesus Christ himself, would come to her. And he instructed her to be the secretary of his mercy, to write down everything that he said to her, you know, to have the image of divine mercy created, to get the feast of mercy proclaimed. He gave her these incredible tasks that how can a humble nun with a third grade education ever do this? But she became the secretary of God's mercy. You know, he says in one part in the diary, and I always love this, he said, you know, I sent prophets wielding thunderbolts to my people. That's in the Old Testament, right? I sent prophets wielding thunderbolts. Today, he said to Faustina, I'm sending you with my mercy to the people of the world because I don't want to punish aching mankind. I don't. I desire to heal mankind. I desire to press it to my merciful heart. And that became her mission. And in an extraordinary way, St. Faustina worked to shed light on the mystery of divine mercy. This is the fastest grassroots devotion in the history of the church. You know, scholars look upon what she did in amazement. Again, she had a third grade education. The diary was translated into multiple languages. It's been distributed all over the world. The Lord called her home when she was just 33 years of age. And she died on October 5th, 1938. And she promised, as I said a little while ago, to continue to intercede for us. She says when she died, her mission would only now just begin. So today, on the anniversary of her canonization, perhaps turn to St. Faustina. Ask her intercession for your needs. The Holy Father raised her to the altars on April 18th, 1993. I was there when she was beatified. And she was canonized on April 30th in the year 2000. So, St. Faustina, she's one of our great saints. I know she loves you, and she'll be interceding for you. Hey, stay with me. When we come back, Ken Starr will be stopping by. We're going to talk about religious liberty in crisis, exercising your faith in an age of uncertainty.